Jesus answered Judas, not Judas Iscariot, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The Last Supper was over. Jesus had washed the feet of the disciples. During the Passover meal, Jesus took the bread and told them, "This is my body broken for you." And he took the wine and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant, my blood." And then Jesus had a long discussion with his disciples, where he answered several questions. One of the questions was, "Where are you going?" And he answered, "To prepare a place for you." Another question was, "How can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way." Another question was, "So can we go with you?" And Jesus basically answered, "No." And a very important question on the minds of the apostles: who will take care of us when you're gone? And Jesus answered, "The Father will give you an advocate, the Holy Spirit, to be with you forever." Today's gospel reading is an answer to questions asked by Judas, the other Judas, not Judas Iscariot, who had already left the upper room to do the work of betraying Jesus. The other Judas asked, "How will you reveal yourself to us?" And Jesus answered, "The Father will send you an advocate." He'd already told them this, but he was repeating it for them. "The Father will send you an advocate, the Holy Spirit, an advocate." The Greek word here for advocate is parakletos. The word which describes the Holy Spirit here has been translated in many different ways. In our translation, it's advocate. And that's a common translation. And it means that the Holy Spirit will defend us, will support us. It's a word that was used in ancient days in legal terms as an advocate in a courtroom. One who will stand with you and help you. Another common translation of parakletos is comforter. The Holy Spirit comes to us in our times of trouble, in our times of grief, to help us and give us a sense of peace. Other translations are helper, counselor, guide. One even uses the term friend. The literal meaning of parakletos is someone called to walk alongside, someone called to be alongside. The Holy Spirit, Jesus is saying, is called from heaven to stand with the disciples of Jesus. Though I've never seen this translation, I think a good translation of parakletos is companion. The work of the Holy Spirit is to be a companion to us, to always be walking with us. The Holy Spirit is a companion for us in times of trouble to help us. The Holy Spirit is a companion in times of fear to strengthen us. The Spirit is a companion in times of decision to guide us, in times of confusion to teach us, in times of grief to comfort us. The Holy Spirit is a companion in times of sin and guilt, to bring us to the cross of Christ and remind us of the forgiveness of sins. The Holy Spirit is a companion for us in times of spiritual hunger and spiritual thirst, to bring us to spiritual food and to feed us, to make sure that we're fed. The Holy Spirit is a companion for us in times of sickness, to heal us. The Spirit is a companion in times of doubt, to remind us and to point us to God's love. The Spirit is a companion for us in a time of darkness, to lead us into God's light. When we take a detour, looking for peace in all the wrong places, the Holy Spirit leads us back to the right track. And in the moment of death, the Holy Spirit is our companion to guide us to our heavenly home. When Jesus made the promise that we would have a divine companion, it was just a short time before his betrayal and his arrest. It was that very evening this would happen. The atmosphere in this upper room was extremely troubling, was disturbing. It was a time that was filled with anxiety. Jesus himself was filled with anxiety. There was fear. Jesus was about to die a horrible, excruciating death by crucifixion. The disciples were troubled and afraid. It was a time of complete tension. And in that moment, what does Jesus say? My peace I give you. And he said that this peace isn't the peace that the world gives. Well, what was the peace of the world in those days? This was very near the beginning of what history calls the Pax Romana. It's a 200-year period. We're at the beginning of this. Pax Romana is Latin for the peace of Rome. And what was the peace of Rome? Well, it was a peace that was enforced by soldiers and military oppression. It was a forced peace. The Pax Romana was funded by unfair taxation. People were oppressed. This so-called peace was maintained by threats and by fear, keeping people afraid. This was not true peace. This is not the peace that Jesus was giving to the disciples and to us. Jesus offers real peace, shalom. Shalom is love, not hate. Shalom is hope, not fear. Shalom is light, not darkness. Shalom is life, not death. Shalom is the presence of God. Shalom is help for troubled hearts. Shalom is having the Holy Spirit always as a companion. And the shalom that Jesus gave his disciples then and gives us today, this shalom fills us so much that it overflows into the world. Which brings me to another question in today's reading. The other Judas asked this: why us rather than the rest of the world? Wanted to know, why are you just telling us? I mean, why not the whole world? Why us? And Jesus is telling them, you, my disciples, will love and you'll serve. And you, by that loving and by that serving, will bring the rest of the world into faith in me. You, my disciples, Jesus is saying, are the first to receive this gift of peace. It's a gift. You're the first ones to receive it. And you'll be the first ones to receive the Holy Spirit as a companion. And then you will bring this peace. And you will bring this Holy Spirit to the rest of the world. The rest of the world is to be saved through your love and through your service, through your energy. I can just imagine those early disciples objecting to this. How can we do this? We're going to be rejected. We're going to be misunderstood. We could even be murdered. And I can hear Jesus simply responding, I know. I know. But don't be troubled. Don't be afraid. The Holy Spirit will be your companion and will help you and will strengthen you. And the Holy Spirit will guide you. And even in the most troubled times, in the most threatening times, the Holy Spirit will give you shalom, peace. One Bible scholar suggests that the word parakletos is like a prompter in a play. You know, when an actor forgets a line, a prompter is off on the sides whispering the line to remind the actor of what they're supposed to say. One of my favorite sermon stories is about a prompter in a church play. A child forgets the line, quoting Jesus, "I am the light of the world." The child just freezes, can't remember the line. The child's mother in the front row becomes the prompter. So the mother whispers out, "I am the light of the world." And the child remains frozen. And the mother whispers just a little bit louder, a little bit stronger, "I am the light of the world." And all of a sudden, the light bulb goes up, and with complete confidence and a strong voice, the child says, "My mom is the light of the world." The Holy Spirit is our prompter, reminding us who we are. We are the light of the world. We have a companion to walk with us, the Holy Spirit, but we are the light of the world, called to bring the divine light, the divine peace, the divine shalom, wherever we are. And because we have the Holy Spirit, we can say with confidence, we are the light of the world. Let us pray. Jesus stands before us now. And as he said to the disciples of old, Jesus is saying to us here, "My peace, my shalom, I give you." And he gives us his Holy Spirit. He breathes on us. The Spirit is sometimes called the breath of God. I invite you now to join with me in a breathing prayer. We'll breathe in the peace that Jesus gives us. Breathe it in. And we'll breathe out something that troubles us. So let's pray. Breathe in peace. Breathe out stress. Breathe in peace. Breathe out pain. Breathe in peace. Breathe out doubt. Breathe in peace. Breathe out fear. Breathe in peace. Breathe out anxiety. Breathe in peace. Breathe out anger. Breathe in peace. Breathe out sin. Breathe in peace. And breathe out anything you don't need in your heart, mind, body, or soul. And now, my friends, we are filled with God's peace. Think of the whole world in need now. Breathe in peace and breathe out peace onto the world. Breathe in peace. Breathe out light. Breathe in peace. Breathe out love.